buddy Jamal McGlure will join us here in just a moment. Raptors assistant coach, but he's also the VP and senior advisor for the Scarborough Shooting Stars of the Canadian Elite Basketball League. And that's a league that I think is getting international attention today, Dave, because
yes, indeed,
rapper J. Cole, who's a good player, clearly, has signed a deal to come up here, and I guess, where is he staying? He's staying with Drake? Are he and Drake guys, boys? Are they? I don't know. Is there a connection there or what?
That's a good question. Drake's got the room. I've been by his place. I think he's got a couple extra spots you could tuck in a sleeping bag.
I would think so.
In that monstrosity of a mansion of his.
Yeah, but I would think when J. Cole gets up here, he's probably not living like any of the other players on the team. I don't think, like, is he going to live in Scarborough? Is there a spot? We can find him somewhere in Scarborough, although housing prices are crazy in Toronto right now.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs Jamal McGlure to hook him up. Maybe he stays with Jamal. Let's bring him in here. A longtime NBAer and Raptors assistant coach, and now VP and senior advisor for the Scarborough Shooting Stars of the Canadian Elite Basketball League. Is that an option for J. Cole, Jamal? Could he room with you, or what's the plan?
He's welcome to my house anytime.
Okay. This is big news. I mean, obviously, we're all curious what this means. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with him as a player. Can J. Cole actually bring something to the table here? What does this mean for the team and the league?
Oh, well, we're very, very excited to have him. We believe that he has a chance to play and contribute on this team. He is going to play, and he's just continuing to better himself as a basketball player, and we're here to help facilitate that.
Okay.
Makes sense. Hey, Jamal, now you've been a real player, an NBA All-Star, Jamal, and I wonder how do the real players, the guys who were actually trying to make a career in this game, look at a guy like this? Because I remember when Master P tried out for the Raptors. That was around your era. Another rapper who was just dabbling as a baller. How do you look at that as a real hardcore baller when these guys come in from their rap careers and try and make a name for themselves on the court?
Well, we always are trying to market our brand, market ourselves. We really believe that J. Cole is a basketball player. We respect what he does musically, but he's here for basketball. He wants to be around the guys. He doesn't want to be treated any different than anybody else. And we as an organization, we want to win.
Right.
So with that being said, it's a perfect marriage. He's been working extremely hard, and we look forward to our first home game next week, Thursday, in Guelph.
Yeah, so take us through the plan here. I mean, obviously this is a league that takes place when the Raptors aren't going. The Raptors could be going at this point. If that were the case, you would be preoccupied. You wouldn't be looking forward to that game necessarily in Guelph. But in terms of what, it means for the Scarborough Shooting Stars, but ultimately the Canadian Elite Basketball League, the status of the league, bringing in a name like J. Cole, someone with that level of recognition. You spoke about branding and the fact that it is a business. What kind of impact do you expect this to have in terms of people actually paying attention?
Well, I think the CEBL has done a great job in making themselves first, even before this year. This is not the first year in existence for the league, so I think that they've done a great job in bringing basketball players of star caliber in different positions. I know Patrick Ewing Jr. is coaching in Newfoundland, and Joel Anthony is the general manager of Montreal. I'm here in Toronto. So we're continuing to get better as a basketball league, as these teams. And I think once we do that, we're going to have a lot more people wanting to be a part of this on all different walks and fronts of life.
So, Jamal, we know J. Cole. He's a world-renowned, Grammy-winning artist in the hip-hop realm. Give us the scouting report of this guy as what he can do for the Scarborough Shooting Stars.
Well, from what I've seen, he has relentless energy. He's a good shooter, and he wants to improve. And I think even in the NBA at our level with the Raptors, these are the kind of players that we're looking for. We're looking for guys that have an upside, guys that want to work hard, and guys that can contribute defensively and, knock down the shot when open. So he fits our criteria. Again, this is not a publicity stunt where he's here to play, and we're going to do the best job in putting him in a position to succeed so he can further further improve his career, basketball career.
We're chatting with Jamal McGlure. I mean, since you've been with the Raptors, you know, your post-playing career and being affiliated with the team, obviously you saw the build-up, you saw the payoff in 19, and the past couple of years have been a bit of a different story. Last year in particular, because of COVID, because everyone was in Tampa, and by the end of it, you were kind of bottoming out. This year, you guys swung right back into a more positive direction. And I think the story of the year was kind of redemption for guys like Fred and Ananobi and Siakam and the arrival of a guy like Scottie Barnes. And being around Scottie daily and being aware of kind of where he is at and what kind of bar he is trying to set, what are reasonable expectations for growth in his game this summer, and what could we see out of Scottie Barnes come next year?
I think you could see Scottie Barnes playing and defending all five positions. He did a pretty good job defending the best player on the other team for most of the year. But that could improve. As we all know, he has a tremendous upside. And I think just being able to shoot the ball a little bit more consistently. Things that we can't teach is what he has, is the tenacity, the fearlessness, not being afraid to be fouled or hit. Now we just got to, you know, tweak some of the other facets of his game, and he's already in the gym working extremely hard. We had a camp this week with some of our young players, and it went really well.
So you were a pure big, Jamal, like 6'11", 265. Like, you were in the paint, and that's where you did business. If you were out by the perimeter guarding someone, with all the respect, I'm sure your coach was like, this could be a bit of a concern. If you were looking to jack threes, I'm sure your coach was saying, what the hell's going on? Where is this game plan coming from? Mm-hmm. When you say what you just said, Scottie Barnes is a guy that could play and defend all five positions. Like, how did it get to this point? Because it wasn't long ago where that just was not even a part of the realm of possibility in the NBA. And now he's not alone. There's a lot of guys that are doing that. And it feels like your team, you're building towards almost having four or five guys on the court every single night where that is a possibility.
Absolutely. I think the game is continuing to evolve. The scores of games are getting higher and higher. And that's because the players are much more versatile. You got to be able to do many, many things in the NBA and do them well. And, you know, he has a pretty good feel for that right now, but he's not complacent. He wants to continue to get better, and that's what we want of him as well. So it's going to be a big summer for him going into his sophomore season in the NBA, and he puts that pressure on himself, and we do the same. We want him to be great, not just good.
So, Jamal, when you look back on that series with the Sixers, I mean, there were moments there where a lot of people felt like you had the Sixers on the ropes, and game six, you go into halftime, either way, it's a coin flip game, and then they get the better of you in that third quarter of game six and end up closing it out in Toronto. When you look back, what was the difference in that series from your perspective?
I thought the difference was some of the details, that we didn't perform when we needed to. I thought the third quarter in our game six was really bad for us. You know, losing by 20 points on a series closer, you know, isn't acceptable. So we just got to go back to the lab and continue to get better and find ways that find players that we could count on night in and night out that will refuse saying no for an answer. You know, finding a way to win is what I mean. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. You know, we're at the combine this week in Chicago, and, you know, we're going to start working out some draft picks. We have the 30th pick this year in the first round, and we're going to continue to, you know, obviously free agency comes right after that, and we're going to continue to improve.
With Jamal McGlure, and we talk about the culture of the Raptors and how it was established when Masai got there, and this sense from the outside that, you know, everyone's on the same page, that you almost have to be constantly thinking about winning and ruthless in order to get there. Is that the truth that, you know, Masai and what he has put forth in terms of his mandate permeates the whole organization and everyone's kind of on the same page that it's anything short of winning a championship again would be almost considered a bust, you know, or a failure?
I think that's fair to say. You know, I don't want to put words in Masai's mouth, but you heard him say over 40 times in his exit press conference that winning is a priority here with Toronto, and you know that's what we expect. We're not going to make excuses. We're not going to talk about our age or the referees or any of that. We're just going to continue to play and find a way to win. That's what we're doing. We really value the off season. We value on getting talent in here and coaching them when they're here. So it'll be a very interesting summer, and I'm sure you'll see, a better, harder, faster playing team in the fall.
Well, we look forward to that. Here's Jamal McGlure, Raptors assistant coach, VP and senior advisor for the Scarborough Shooting Stars of the Canadian Elite Basketball League, soon to be the home of J. Cole, and as he mentioned, playing their first game next week in Guelph. So good luck with that, Jamal. Good luck with the combine the whole offseason. We really appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for the opportunity. Call anytime.
You got it. There he is, Jamal McGlure. Good Toronto guy. And NBA All-Star, of course. And he's been with the Raptors for a long time, you know, in different roles. But, and it's interesting, you know, the culture of things, Masai, the approach, and no excuses. Just go out there and you got to improve. And, you know, the evolution of the sport, and Scotty Barnes really is going to define it. Mm-hmm. Like the idea of him in his second year, I think he played a ton of minutes. There's a reason he won the Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
He was playing a ton of minutes, and he was playing in every scenario, and it was such an integral role he played in a playoff team and them getting back to where they believe they belong. And I think he just explodes that much more next year. I mean, if he keeps working on his shot and his offensive instincts and really putting that more into play, I think we could see him being – you know, a guy that is a legitimate all-star next year. Forget Rookie of the Year type conversations. Like legitimate all-star or on the radar anyway.